This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about the United States Supreme Court ruling on the Little Sisters of the Poor charity case. That story right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
In a 7-2 decision, the United States Supreme Court sided with the Trump administration as it allows employers to cite religious and moral objections to opt out of providing a no-cost birth control to women as required by the Obama-era Affordable Care Act. The court said that the administration was in the right when it made the change which the lower courts tried to block. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the majority opinion for the court, saying, "We hold today that the departments had the statutory authority to craft that exemption, as well as the contemporaneously issued moral exemption. We further hold that the rules promulgating these exemptions are free from procedural defects." Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote in her dissent that the government had estimated that the rule changes would cause about 70,000 women and almost 126,000 women to lose contraception coverage in 1 year. She also wrote that, in accommodating claims of religious freedom, this court has taken a balanced approach, one that does not allow the religious beliefs of some to overwhelm the rights and interests of others who do not share those beliefs. Today, for the first time, the court cast totally aside countervailing rights and interests in its zeal to secure religious rights to the nth degree. Birth control has been the topic of contention since the Affordable Care Act was passed. Initially, when Obamacare was first passed, churches, synagogues, and mosques were exempt from the contraceptive coverage requirement. The Obama administration had a way by which religious-affiliated organizations, including hospitals, universities, and charities, could opt out of paying for contraception, but women on their health plans would still get no-cost birth control. Some groups complained the opt-out process itself violated their religious beliefs. In 2016, the opt-out process was the subject of a Supreme Court case, but at that time, Justice Antonin Scalia had recently passed away, but his seat had not been filled by a replacement yet. So the court didn't make a decision and sent both parties back to try to work out a compromise. The American Center for Law and Justice has been representing the Little Sisters of the Poor in three federal courts and has now obtained a ruling in their favor from the highest court in the land. With this ruling, the rights of religious liberty, as laid out in the United States Constitution, is finally being recognized, and the Little Sisters of the Poor can enjoy their religious liberties once again. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.